Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Tes Omud Beis, in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, in Simen Reish Lamed Hey. And we're going to begin on Kuf Mem Tes Omud Aleph, three lines from the bottom in the Mishneh Berurah. And we're learning here the proper time for a person to daven Maariv, and the saying of Kriyat Shema. And the Mishneh Berurah begins, Misha Noeg Likros Kriyat Shema Ulispalo B'tzibur Bizman. If a person has the appropriate and correct minog, that he should try Kriyat Shema and daven Maariv in the right time after it's dark. Now, and what happens now if this person is davening with the tzibur that is davening earlier, and Tov Yisrael B'birchas Kriyat Shema, and by accident he started davening with them, so Yigmor HaBrachos Ima Kriyat Shema, in this situation the person should say all the brachos of Kriyat Shema and the Kriyat Shema, Achmon Esrei, Kadesh Lo Yeh Brach L'Vatola, in order that his bracha should not be an unnecessary bracha L'Vatola. However, Avos Shmon Esrei Lo Yispalim, but he should not daven the Shmon Esrei with them. And then, Ukishiagiyas Man Kriyat Shema, when the proper time for Kriyat Shema does come, Yikra Kriyat Shema below Birchos, he should say then Kriyat Shema without saying the brachos again, because he already said the brachos, Vispala Matzibur, he said the Shmon Esrei with the tzibur that's davening now in the proper time. So he'll just say Kriyat Shema without the brachos, and say Shmon Esrei with the tzibur davening in the proper time. The Afal Gavit, and even though the Akshav Eino Somech Gula L'Tvila, in doing so he will not connect the bracha of Gaal Yisrael and the Shmon Esrei being Somech Gula L'Tvila, he says still you should do this. The Tvila Bismana, because davening Shmon Esrei in the proper time, Odif is better, Mismichas Gula L'Tvila, than the ideal of doing Smichas Gula L'Tvila. So you have two competing principles over here, davening in the proper time and not having Smichas Gula L'Tvila versus davening earlier in a less than optimal time, but being Somech Gula L'Tvila. So the Mishneh Berurah paskins that davening in the proper time trumps Somech Gula L'Tvila by Maariv. Chavetz Chaim L'Shar Etzion Os Tezayin adds, however, Vim Ein Lo Asor B'Layla L'Spalim On, but if you're not going to have a minion later on, then Nochol L'Spalim Atzibur Gam L'Chatril B'Bod Yom. Brings out from the Derech HaChaim, in that situation, it is preferable to daven with a minion earlier than to daven B'Yechidus later on. Vinira, and he adds, this is true, Davka in Bezeh Hayom Lo Espal Mincha Chaplag Mincha. This is as long as he didn't daven Mincha also in that same time period, as we pointed out. That's a real tark to the Sasui, which should only be done under the most of extenuating circumstances. In any event, that's the Mishneh Berurah that we still have to finish up from yesterday's shiur. Now, we can go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, Osu lehaslu lechol chatzi shoa somuch l'zman kriyat shma shel arvis. Just like we already had before Mincha, that a person shouldn't eat in the period of time that's a half an hour prior to the Zman of Mincha, so too we have a parallel din over here, that a person should not eat or begin to eat in the period of time that is chatzi shoa, a half an hour that's close to the proper time for saying kriyat shma shel arvis. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin explains, the reasoning is, Vatam, Shema Yimoshech Bisudasa, because we'll get carried away with the meal, you're going to be drawn into eating, Upom Mishtakai Dezer Gam B'Sheina, and you're going to then fall asleep after you had a nice big supper, V'yishkach Likors Kriyashma, and the concern is you'll forget to say Kriyashma. And here, Vafilu Lecho Kimos, or here, even eating a little bit will be forbidden, Mikom Makom Ti'ima Ba'amo, but just the taste, Mipnei Peros, or Vafilu Paski Bebeitza, sure, but again, similar type Mincha, if you're just having some fruits or a small amount of bread, less than a kebeitza, then it would be acceptable. The issue footnote number 23 brings down, we see from here that before Maariv you shouldn't even have any small seuda. So he says, this is true even according to the opinions that say you're allowed to have a seuda katana even before mincha katana. But here we're much stricter, and he brings us down in the name of Rav Nuwar Zatzal, the author of the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchos. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Yerzayin says you shouldn't eat during that period of time, and likewise v'chein lishan, you shouldn't sleep during that period of time. Afilu da'ato rak lishon kima, even if you're only planning on taking a short little nap over here, as brought down from the Gemara. And the issue number 25 brings down, if you're lying on your arms, you're just sitting in a chair, let's say, and putting your head down, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down that such a sleep, we're not concerned about that you'll last and sleep there all night and you'll miss Maariv. And therefore, such a little dremel, such a little lying down in your chair and putting your head on your arms and taking a very quick little shluff, that would be acceptable before Maariv. However, he points out, if you're really exhausted and that could lead to you staying asleep for a long period of time, then it's also usur. Mishneh Berurah continues and writes, "Wadin the asuras lasos kohal malachos hamuvoaros leav simin reish lamid beis siv beis." All the other things that we said are forbidden in simin reish lamid beis to do once it's zman for mincha, they're likewise also to do over here. Shehem dvarim hamivim l'dei pshia. All the things that we mentioned over there, going to see your tanner, getting a haircut, etc. All of those things could easily distract the person and lead him to forgetting to daven. V'kol shekein shegiyah zman kriyat shma bivadei asur laschil behen. And certainly, he brings down the levush, the prima godin, and the Derech HaChaim, that if it's Zman Kriyashma, you certainly shouldn't be doing any of these activities if it's definitely Zman Kriyashma already, not just in the half hour preceding it. And he brings down Vel Yerabba Mitzadi Lahatir Behem Kodim Shigi Zman Kriyashma. Vel Yerabba is more makel and says you can do this before it's reached Zman Kriyashma, but not once it's reached Zman Kriyashma. Then he brings down Miyu. However, Lilmo, to learn during this period of time, Lukuli Amoshari Besomachlo, that certainly to learn right before it's Zman for Kriyashma, that is certainly praiseworthy. That's a good thing. Adar Abba Mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah says, that is a wonderful thing to do. It's a mitzvah. Which Dirshu, foot number 27, says, besides the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, he brings down from the Shalah that there is a separate inyan over here to connect the day and the night and the day, with the learning of Torah. Ukamosha Amru Bishas, back to the Mishnah Berurah, says that we learn in the Gemara, Adam Babin Asad of Erev, a person comes home to his house after he's been working in the field all afternoon, all day, Nichlan Sabesa Knesset, the first thing he should do is go to Shul. Imragil Likros Kari, if he's a regular person who's able to read Chumash, he should read Chumash. Lishno Shon, if he can learn other halachos, he should learn those halachos. And then, when he's done learning a little bit, Vakari Kriyashma Mispal, then he should daven Marev and say Kriyashma and Shmon Esrei. However, Avol Mishegiyas Man Kriyashma, once it's reached the time for a person to say Kriyashma, then also Af Lilmo Kishu Mispalo Beves B'Yochad, then you can't learn before you say Kriyashma if you're davening by yourself in your house. However, V'Yomar Melechavei Roshein Olomei Shaskirin Rishu Mispalo, but if you have a Shomer, if you have somebody to remind you who is not going to be engrossed in learning because he's not learning at that point in time, and he'll remind you, then Mutter, then one could even learn in the privacy of his own house because he'll have somebody reminding him to go and daven Marib and say Kriyashma. Chavetz Chaim in Osio Tess in the Shaaret Zion brings down, Keshum Espalo B'Tzibur, Les Lo Lamecha Shema Yiposha. If he's davening in Shul, then we don't have to be concerned that he'll make this mistake and not daven Marav and say Kriyashma. And the explanation for this is found in Dir Shavuot number 30 from Rosh Shlomo Zalman, who says, Kavanas Shaaret Zion, the understanding over here of the Chavetz Chaim, Shekiyesh Lo Zman Kavul Atfila. We're not talking about the are Minyanim in Shul, but he has a set time that he davens Marav every night, and therefore, in Lach Shol Shi Yiposha, we don't have to be concerned that he'll miss it. Same thing would apply, as we've already learned in Reish Lamed Beis, if he has a minion in his house, so then he could also learn in his house as well. Certainly, that would be acceptable. Dishah foot number 29 says that this shomer not only shouldn't be learning, but he shouldn't be eating. In other words, the shomer has to be in a position where he won't be distracted himself from reminding you to go and daven Marav and say Kriyashma. This is brought down in the name of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Dishah foot number 29 brings down, in a place where they are going to call all the people to daven Marav, so then you can go and eat in that situation. However, immediately, once they call you, you must stop eating. Similarly, if the shomer calls you and says, we're davening Marav now, you must stop what you're doing. Otherwise, the shomer doesn't work. Otherwise, you're going to be distracted again, and it'll be too late. You'll miss Kriyashma and Marav. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Yudches writes, a chatzi shah. So he says, das hataz lahaka was there. The taz over here is meiko. The Lord boy alashir muat. He says, you don't need a half an hour. You just need some period of time beforehand. That's when these dinim start, that you shouldn't do these things before you zman for Marav. Dishah foot number 31 explains that the Taz says this because Marav is a very long period of time, and therefore they weren't machmer like by Mincha, which is a much shorter period of time. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'achronim, and in Siv Chaf, in the Shaaret Zion, he says this to Elia Rabba, the Nahar Sholem, the Marma Mordechai, all say, Maskim L'Psak Shulchan Aruch, they disagree with the Taz, and they all say like the Shulchan Aruch, a half an hour. They call the Leka, L'chatzi Shoah, Osu L'schal L'echol, L'haskil L'echol, that if there's only a half an hour, you shouldn't start eating because you'll get distracted. But if you ask somebody else to remind you to be your shomer that you should daven, then you are allowed to eat. That's not a problem. And this would be true even if it was already Zman Kriyashma, because you do have the shomer that will remind you to go and do this. The issue for number 33 brings down, this should ideally be an adult who you've asked to remind you, but not a katan, as brought down by the Aruch HaShulchan. However, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, as long as the katan has das and will be able to physically remind you, he is acceptable, and this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. Furthermore, a woman, according to the Divrei Yatziv, Rav Haushtam Zatzal, the Klosenberger, is also perfectly acceptable. And in regards to an alarm clock or a watch alarm, so Shlomo Zalman says, Shemoil rak ligabi isra chila kodim l'tvila. This will work if you're eating, because that will remind you. But in regards to sleep, maybe it won't wake you up, and therefore it's not good enough. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, as well as Rav Ozzel Zatzal, Shemoil shon ma'orer kishom l'shina. This would work even by sleeping. If your alarm is something that you're expecting to be able to wake you up, you don't have to be concerned that it won't wake you up. Just writing a note, reminding yourself you still have to go and daven. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal in the Emes Liakov says that's not considered good enough. And this is also the opinion of Nissen Karolich Shlita. Rav Yashiv does also point out that if you're in a yeshiva and they're all eating together in the dining room, since all the boys will end the dining room before it's time for Marib, so that's considered like you have a shomer. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yutes says, "Hainu somuch letzeis ha-kochavim." We're talking about over here when it's close to the zman for Kriyashma. He's talking about the zman of Kriyashma that is tzeis ha-kochavim. That's the ideal time to say Kriyashma. Well, mashmi Magen Avraham, and it appears from the Magen Avraham that afilu b'matzei Shabbos. This is true even on matzei Shabbos. Yish lizar shalol haskel oz asuda. One should not start shalish shudas too late when it's close to matzei Shabbos. Bayim Mishnah Berurah Reish Sadi Tes Siv Katan Aleph Mashakosu Bazet Mashakasavim Bazet. Mishnah Berurah over there has a whole discussion, which if we look in Dirshu foot number 36, he writes Shafilu Shilainyan Achila Kodim Avdola, that you're not allowed to eat before Avdola. Also lechol take of Mishishoka Achamo Kishisa Dagonim, you really shouldn't eat after the Shkia anymore. That's called prior to Avdola. Nevertheless, if you haven't yet had Sula Shlishas, there's room to be makel in that situation and start. As long as it's a half an hour before Tzeis HaKochavim, you could still start Shalish Shudas. Mishbur continues and he writes, Kosva Achronim, Hakorin Mispalin Mibojom. If somebody davens for this period of time while it's still day, even though you have to say Kriyashma over again after it says Sakochavim, as we've already learned in Sif Aleph, Chanal B'Sif Aleph, Afiluachim Mutum Lechol Kodim Shikroshenis. However, in this situation, they are allowed to eat before they read Kriyashma the second time, which will be the one that they're really being Yotzi with, because Shari Al Koponim Kvar Kor, because they have already read Kriyashma, albeit too early. But certainly, if it's already reached the time of Tzeis HaKochavim, so then they should say Kriyashma before they eat any more. But in the period of time, Samuch Lizman Kriyashma, Samuch L'Tzeis HaKochavim, since they've already davened and said Kriyashma, so then they don't have to be as careful during that period of time before Tzeis HaKochavim. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, "Vim hischu lechol achar sheyigiyas mana." If you have started eating after it's ready the zman for Kriyashma, then you must stop. Mafsik v'kori Kriyashma. Then you must immediately say Kriyashma below birchosel. We don't say the brachos of Kriyashma because you're not really davening marav then, but you should say Kriyashma immediately. V'gomer sudaso. Then you can go and finish your meal, and then afterwards v'achakach kori also birchosel mispal. Then you can go and say all the brachos of Kriyashma before and after the Kriyashma with the Kriyashma and then daven Shmoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chaf explains, "Ubesol chatzi shoa samuch l'tzeis ha-kochavim nami kachar shegiyas manhu." The period of time that's a half an hour before Tzeis HaKochavim also fits into this din over here. That's like it's after ready the zman of Kriyashma. Siv Katan Chaf Aleph, we said, "Masik, you have to stop." So the Mishnah Berurah explains, "Miyad, immediately, you can't stop later on." Because given the Kriyashma Daraisu, since the mitzvah Kriyashma is a mitzvah Daraisa, albeit in the issue foot number 40 brings down what part of the Kriyashma is actually a mitzvah Daraisa, but in any event, since there is an aspect of it that's Daraisa, v'hu hischil b'isser, and he shouldn't have started, and therefore when he began b'isser, therefore he must stop right away. But v'im hischil b'heter, the Mishnah Berurah says, if he did start with permission, so to say, it was earlier, the hainu lefnei chatzi shoa shesmucha l'tzeis ha-kochavim, he started more than a half an hour before tzeis ha-kochavim, so then afilu l'kriyashma eno mafsik, and then he doesn't even have to stop for kriyashma, as long as kol sheyesh lo shoos likro achar gemat sudoso, as long as you know for certain there'll be time to still read kriyashma after the sudas. Let's say he's at a wedding. The wedding started at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which is well before the shkia. They daven mincha. They then had the wedding. The wedding is going on. Shkia is at 6:45 is Tzeis HaKochavim, and it's still in the middle of the wedding, so you don't have to go and daven immediately. You could daven at 9 o'clock, and that would be okay because you still have plenty of time. The Chanal B'Simen Ayin, the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, as already has been discussed. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chav Beis says, when you do have to stop, all you do have to stop for is the actual Kriyashma itself. You don't have to daven Maariv then. You can say just the Kriyashma, and later on, when you'll daven, you'll say the brachos of Kriyashma, Kriyashma, and Shmoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah says, Mishum de brachos einam ela midrabbanon, because the brachos of Kriyashma only midrabbanon, and therefore, lo hitrichu lahafsik bishvilam. Therefore, the rabbis did not say that you have to stop since you started over here. We only make you stop for Kriyashma, but not for the derabbanon, brachos of Kriyashma. The Rama adds, and he says, Hagah, Avol ein sorich lahafsik l'tvila ho v'hissel lechol. He doesn't have to stop to say the Shmoneh Esrei because he already began to eat. Now, this sounds exactly what the Mechaber just said. So what is this Hagah going on? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Gimel explains, Kemosh Kosev Mechaber. The Rama over here is not disagreeing with the Mechaber. He's essentially repeating what the Mechaber said. Why is he doing that? Sheino Mavsik El Lekros Kriyashma Bilchud Below Brachos Below Shmoneh Esrei. That he's saying over here, exactly like the Mechaber, that you don't have to go and do anything other than Kriyashma, but you don't have to say the Brachos, you don't have to say Shmoneh Esrei. Or Mishum Shem Rakmi the Rabbanan. And because this is the Rabbanan, so he agrees with this Psak Halacha. So why does he repeat it? Hadir Ushino Haramah. Why does the Ramah repeat essentially what the Mechaber just said is Mishum Derotz L'Sayim Aval V'chule, because of the next line that we're about to say. And that's why the first part over here, Aval Ein Tzorch L'Afsik L'Tfilah Hol V'Yischil L'Echol, that's exactly repeating what the Mechaber said, but now the Ramah continues. Aval Im Lo Yischil L'Echol, if he hasn't started to eat yet, so Aval Pi Shinot HaYodov Tzorich L'Afsik. Then, in this situation, even though he's washed his hands for Netilas Yadayim, he hasn't yet started to eat, so then he should stop and he should daven. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, as if cut in chavdalet, hainu, av sheyesh od shos harbi l'smal, even though there's plenty of time left in the night for him to daven, machmirinon lei sheyafsik, he should stop over here. V'lo dami l'hischil samuch l'mincha, they don't mafsik b'dievin imkar noto yodav. As opposed to by mincha time, if he washed his hands, he shouldn't have done this, but if he washed his hands, we don't make him stop. K'demu v'leil b'sin reish lamed bezel, we've already previously learned. Why is it different by mincha than by marib? By mincha, kivin d'zmana mu'at, since mincha is a very short period of time, relatively speaking, compared to marib, Mirsas v'lo osi lemifsha. The guy's going to be afraid. He's going to miss mincha, and therefore, even though he started eating over here, he's going to constantly have it on his mind. Oh, another only half hour to mincha, another half hour to mincha, and he won't make a mistake. V'lo osi lemifsha. However, mashen kim b'marbis by marv. This manah b'dievin kol laila. You got technically all night to do it. So now it's 7 o'clock at night. Okay, so I have plenty of time, and therefore, Gazrina, the rabbi said, no, we make you stop over here if you've washed your hands but haven't started eating. Dilma osi lemifsha, because there is a potential that you get so involved in your eating or distracted, v'yismoch al richusa shalayla. You say, well, I got plenty of time, and you wanted plenty of time, and you'll forget. L'hochi kos man shalo hischil b'achil la'atzma matruchina le'la hafsik afshinoto yodav. And therefore, since there is this concern that you'll end up not davening, so therefore, the rabbi said, if you haven't started eating, we make you stop and go and daven, even though you've washed your hands. However, this is v'davka shlo berach adayin al tilas yadayim. That's if you didn't yet make the bracha al tilas yadayim, you just washed your hands. However, aval amkvar berach al tilas yadayim, if you did make the bracha al tilas yadayim, then nochu shlo yafsit, then we don't make you stop. However, in that situation, el yivarach hamotzi, you can make the bracha hamotzi, v'yocho kezayis, eat a kezayis, and then v'yafsik sudaso, and then stop your eating at that point in time in daven marv. Even though we just said that once you started, you don't have to stop. Here it's different. Here you really haven't started eating. Only because you said the bracha already, we don't want there to be hefsik between the netilas sidayim and the hamotzi. So in this situation, we said you should then eat a little bit, which wasn't really right to do. As we've already explained when we learned the halachas of netilas sidayim in siman kuf samach vav, and that's why in this situation, even though we'll let you eat a kezayis over here, after that you should stop and daven marav, say kriya shema, and then after you're done with that obligation, you can go and finish your meal. This din of the Ramah, he states, is brought down in the Ran in Parakam of the Shabbos, the first parak of Shabbos. Then the Ramah continues and he writes, "V'in ein shos l'spalo, if there is going to be no time left to daven, then mafsik ach l'tfila. Then you have to stop even for davening marav. So let's say you're at a wedding and it's going on and on and on, or in any other situation where now, for whatever the reason, it's very close to olos hashachar, and if you continue eating, you really may not have a chance to daven marav. So then in this situation, ein shos l'spalo, there won't be time afterwards to daven. The halacha clearly is, the Ramah says, mafsik, you stop immediately, ach l'tfila, even for shmon esra, even for davening marav. And this halacha is brought down in the name of the Ravid. Mr. Brewer in Sivkot and Chavhei explains further, and he says, "Rotsu lomar, the Ramah is telling us over here, bein shu omeid somach lalus hashachar, whether this is right early in the morning, right before dawn, that for whatever the reason you haven't davened yet, now you're eating, or afil omeid b'tchilas halayla, or it could really be even at the beginning of night, rak shesu dezu timoshech ad olos hashachar. It's a big, big wedding, and it's going to go on and on all night long. Kigon su des gedolos minosa kayish halaylos kitzarim. For example, a wedding in the middle of the winter where it could be olos hashachar." It could be 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning, and the wedding could still be going on. In this situation, and then you should immediately stop at the beginning that the stars have come out. And this is true, even if you started the meal, nevertheless, as soon as it says, and there is a concern that you may extend the entire meal till the time of Olas HaShachar, and then you forget to daven, in this situation, you should stop immediately once it reaches Seitzu Chochavim, and daven the Brachos of Kriyashma, and Shmonesre, and then you can continue the wedding to your heart's content. That concludes today's shir.